Are you chasing donut status? A lot of things in life are inherently unpleasant but necessary. This is the cost of being a human. Even way back in the days of hunter-gatherers, we had to work for a living. If you didn't kill, you didn't eat. The better of a killer you were, the more status you got. Why? Everybody needs a couple thousand calories per day, and recently killed animal meat doesn't stay edible for a long time. So if you took down a buffalo all by yourselves, you couldn't eat it all by yourself. It's not like buying a crap ton of meat when it's half price and keeping it in the freezer in your garage. This is why the only option was to share your kill with everybody else. But this was never out of the kindness of anybody's heart. This is for what was received in exchange. Recognition, respect, admiration, and status. If you were one of the top killers in the tribe consistently, people would always look at you with admiration, respect, and everybody would see everybody else looking at you with admiration and respect. This would drive female attraction for you. This was a very, very simple system. Whoever was the most productive got most of the status and most of the sex. Every dude competed to be the top producer. The outcome of this was plenty of food for everybody, all grateful for the top killers. This instinct still lives in everybody today. Every dude has deep dreams of doing great things to get great rewards. But at the same time, this instinct can misfire, mainly because most of us have very short attention spans. Most of us have very little ability to delay gratification. So we end up chasing not real status like our ancestors did, but fake, superficial, and short-term status. This makes us more or less like how the Red Queen from Alice in Wonderland described it, needing to keep running just to stay even. Short-term status is like that, kind of like eating donuts instead of healthy food. The donut tastes good while you eat it, and it gives you a sugar rush, which feels very good. But then you get a drop in blood sugar and feel like crap. Pretty soon you'll crave another donut. On the other hand, consider eating healthy food and leveraging your body's fat system. Build fat during good times. Burn fat during lean times. This is a much more long-term strategy. Most dudes today, most ladies today, are playing the donut status game. The short-term sugar rush. Very few people are playing the long-term status game, where status is not chased directly. It is a natural outcome of your accomplishments, so the respect and admiration is real. Ditch the donut status and build real status based on real accomplishments, and you will be living your purpose. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.